So we continue tonight in Simen Tzadik Dalid Sif Tes. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Misha Huchrach Lispalo Miyushav, someone who had to sit while sitting down, Kishyuchal Yitzarech Lachzor Lispalo Miumad, when he has the opportunity to do so, he should daven again, this time standing up. Ve'inu Tzarech Lohosif Bo Davar, and one need not add in anything additional into this tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says, Ve'inu Tzarech in Sifka and Chavzayim, Rotsa Lomar, Dezeh Lohavi Kim Mispalo B'Toras Nedava, Dekaimalon Lekaman B'Simen Kovzayim Tzarech Lechadish Davar. So what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying is the following, that as much as we learned last night, that technically speaking, one could daven sitting down, that is b'di'eved, and therefore again in the event that one has the ability to then daven properly standing up, one should in fact do so, and this is not even called the tefillas nedavar, this is not called the supplemental tefillah, rather this is called an actual fulfillment of one's prayer obligation, and therefore one need not introduce anything new into the tefillah as one would normally be obligated to do in a tefillas nedavar. However, the Mishnah Berurah goes on and he says, l'dina hiskimu achronim, So the Mishnah Berurah says that however today this is not the practice. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, if a person davened sitting down, because let's say they were traveling, all the reasons we spoke about yesterday, one need not repeat Shmona Esrei again when they have the opportunity to stand up. And the reason for that ultimately is, Mishnah Berurah says, because today, essentially, we try to stay away from davening additional unnecessary tefillos. Out of a general concern that we have enough difficulty maintaining requisite kavana, requisite concentration and intent for the obligatory tefillos, we're not going to go ahead and start obligating ourselves in additional tefillos. However, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, if one is confident that they can have the requisite kavana, then indeed one would be permitted to go ahead and daven a second Shmona Esrei upon being able to stand up. So the Mishnah Berurah continues and the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, Umi sheba baderach vu samoch lemalon, it is the Ramon now, if somebody is traveling and he's close to his lodging, im yochol lehistalik min haderach b'makom shelo yafsiku ovrei drachim, yistalik sham, velo yispalo b'malon shel ovrei drachim. If possible, it's a situation where a person is going to be staying at an inn owned by Gentiles. The concern, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, is that the inn will be filled with different types of idolatry, avodah zarah. He'll also be interrupted by the other residents or the other guests of the inn. Therefore, if it's possible to go ahead and kind of detour off the road and daven before getting into the inn, in a way that no one will disturb him, then he should do that. And if possible, again, one should try to avoid davening in the guest house, in the inn of the idolater. Why? In order that the other residents of the Gentile inn not go ahead and confuse the person when davening. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over something very interesting in Sifkat and Chavtes, is B'malom Sh'oldeko Gilulim, Shebevade Yishbo Gilulim Eto Evo, so in Lachnes Hashem Dar Shebek Dusha, Shrei Moshe Rabbein Alav Hashalom Amr Kitzesi Esair, So this concept actually is learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, that by the Makos, when Paro says to Moshe to stop the Mako, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, actually by the Tzfardea, by the frogs, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kitzesi Aseir, when I leave the city, I will daven. And Rashi points out that Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka did not daven inside of the city, because the city was filled with idolatry. Therefore, the Rama kind of takes his cue from this, actually, in the Truma Sadeshan, that one should not daven in a place where there's a lot of idolatry. Therefore, again, if I know that I'm going to be staying in a Gentile inn, better to try to daven on the road before getting to the inn. However, Avalimi Ef Shaloli Istalik, the Rama continues, Avalimi Ef Shaloli Istalik Minaderech Bemakom Sholiaf Siku, Yispal Malom Be'ezaz Keren Zavis. But if I'm not able to find a place on the road to veer off and to be able to daven, then Enachinami, I could go ahead and stop off on the road, and if I can't do that, then I could daven in the inn, in some corner where I could be uninterrupted. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says something very interesting. This is in Sifkat and Lamed, second line in, he says, At the end of the day, the fact that the area in which I'm davening might be filled with idolatry actually does not preclude me from davening. His proof to that is because in our cities all the time there's plenty of idolatry, yet we still daven. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, So this is actually interesting. Mishnah Berurah furthermore says that let's say I get to the Gentile inn and on the eastern wall there's hanging something idolatrous, a crucifix or something else. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in that situation, one should not daven facing that wall. Rather, one should daven in a different direction. The Mishnah Berurah also says, if I'm not going to be able to find a quiet corner in which to daven when I go ahead and get to the idolaters inn, then it's better even to daven sitting down on the road, or it's better to go ahead and daven walking on the road, but it's better to daven outside of the inn in order that one could have the proper kavana. Let's say we will stop over here. Mir Hashem will pick up with Simon Tzadik tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.